الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He does not resemble any of his creations in any way. Allah exists without a place, without a shape or a form. He made the obligations. He made halal and haram. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions, and I ask Allah to enable us to do the good and avoid the evil. Inheritance and wills. Al-Fara'id wal-Wasaya. 10 men inherit the son, the grandson, even those lower than him, the father, the grandfather, even those higher than him, the brother, the nephew from the brother's side, and even his descendants, the uncle from the father's side, the cousin from the father's brother, even if he were a distant relative, the husband, and the liberator. 7 women inherit the daughter, the granddaughter, the mother, the grandmother, the sister, the wife, and the liberator. 5 people are never excluded from the inheritance: the 2 spouses, the 2 parents, and the begotten child. 7 people never inherit: the serf, the slave whose freedom is dependent upon the death of his master, the slave woman who gave birth to her master's child, the slave who has a contract with his master for buying his freedom, the killer, the apostate, murtad, and the people of another religion. There are 6 shares mentioned in the Book of Allah: half, fourth, eighth, two-thirds, one-third, and one-sixth. There are 6 shares, furud, mentioned in the Book of Allah: half, fourth, eighth, two-thirds, one-third, and one-sixth. 5 have a share in the half: the daughter, the granddaughter, the full sister, the half-sister from the father's side, and the husband, if there were no child with him. 2 have a share in the fourth: the husband, if there were a child or a grandchild from the son with him, and it is the share of the wife or the wives if there were no child or grandchild from the son. The 8th is the share of the wife or the wives if there were a child or a grandchild from the son. 4 have a share in the 2/3: the 2 daughters, the 2 granddaughters from the son, the 2 full sisters, and the 2 half sisters from the father's side. 2 have a share in the 3rd: the mother, if she were not shut out, and it is for 2 or more brothers and sisters from the mother. 7 have a share in the 6th: the mother with a child or a grandchild from the son, or 2 or more brothers and sisters. It is for the grandmother in the absence of the mother, and for the granddaughter from the son when there is a begotten daughter with her. It is for the half-sister from the father's side when there is a full sister with her. It is the share of the father if there were a child or grandchild from the son. It is the share of the grandfather if there were no father. It is the share of a single child from the mother. The grandmothers are dropped by the mother and the grandfathers by the father. 4 people drop the child of the mother: the child, the grandchild from the son of the father, and the grandfather. The full brother is dropped by 3: the son, the grandson from the son, and the father. 4 types make their sisters inherit: the son, the grandson from the son, the full brother, and the half-brother from the father's side. 4 types inherit, but not their sisters: the uncles from the father's side, the male cousins of the uncles from the father's side, the nephews from the brother, and the agnates of the liberator. The will, wasiyya, is permissible in what pertains to what is known, unknown, existent, or non-existent. It would be from the third of one's assets. If it exceeded that, it is made dependent upon the permission of the heirs. It is not permissible to leave a will for an heir unless the rest of the heirs permit it. The will is valid from everyone who is sane and pubescent to everyone who can own and in the path sake of Allah. It is valid to appoint as a guardian or executor anyone who has five ascriptions: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, and trustworthiness. We ask Allah to enable us to do what is accepted, to keep us away from the prohibitions. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.